Chapter 12, Assurance and Comfort for Those Facing Death. Messages of Sympathy and Hope to a Faithful Assistant. Marion Davis, who joined Mrs. White's staff in 1879 and was associated with her in the work in America, Europe, and Australia for 25 years, contracted tuberculosis in 1903, and a year later closed her life work. Miss Davis was a faithful and trusted literary assistant, much beloved by Mrs. White.
Melrose, Massachusetts.
August 17, 1904.
Dear Sister Marion Davis,
I would be pleased to be at home, but just what meetings I shall consent to attend is uncertain, therefore we will do the very best we can.
I am asking the Lord to strengthen you. We are hopeful that you are better. Do keep fast hold of the Lord, your hand in the hand of Christ.
Marion, you must not become discouraged. Your case is in the hands of the Lord, and you must now submit your case in regard to treatment to let the physicians, Dr. A and Dr. B, do those things for you that must be done. We have other books to put in your hands when you shall overcome the illness now upon you. Be sure to eat, even if it causes some pain. The longer you refrain from eating, the weaker you will become. We may inquire, how can the Lord have need of us? Is not our God full of might? Will you not lay hold on His strength? No living being can help you as the Lord Jesus can.
Trust in Him. He will care for you. Melrose, Massachusetts.
August 24, 1904.
Dear Sister Marion Davis, let not one anxious thought come into your mind.
I am sorry you are so ill, but do everything you can on your part for the recovery of your health.
I will see that all bills of expense shall be settled.
I am not well, not able to travel but a little distance in the carriage. I dare not commit myself to the lengthy journeys on the cars. As long as you and I shall live, my home is your home. Marion, nearly the whole time I have been away I have not relished food, but I dare not cease to eat, for then I could do nothing. I have eaten when I could not relish food, in order that I might live. I have relished food since I came to this place. I put my trust in God and plead with Him for you and for myself. We are to have no anxieties or cares. Just put your trust in the Lord. All that is needed for you and me is to believe and trust in Him who is able to save to the uttermost all who come unto Him and will put their trust in Him. Hold fast my hand, Jesus says to you and me. You are encouraged to think right thoughts upon Christ our Savior, your Savior and my Savior. You have rejoiced in every opportunity of doing what you could to promote His glory, and you will be led into the city of God when the last trump of God shall sound, and we shall be received with genuine joy. Marion, you have been united with me to bring sound doctrine into actual contact with human souls, that they may catch the inspiration and produce sound practice. The form of sound words is to be prized above gold and silver in every earthly attraction. You have loved the truth. You have felt intensely over the great neglect our Lord and Savior has been receiving. Oh, to be like-minded with God! This you have longed for.
There is no genuine saving elevation for man apart from the truth of God.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name.
Now please let you and me have a thanksgiving service every day.
Is it not due Him who has spared your life these many years in answer to the prayer of faith? Give yourself into His hands in your weakness, and trust in Him fully. We will take the Word of God as the grand rule of our lives, the heavenly panacea in our hand. We have tried, you and I united, to bring before minds the true form of doctrine, mingling holiness, mercy, truth, and love. We have tried to present these in simplicity, so that souls shall grasp mingled love and holiness, which is simply Christianity in the heart. We have done what we could do to present Christianity as the crown and glory of man's life here in this world, preparatory to entrance into the city of God to be His dear, precious redeemed ones in the mansions He has gone to prepare for us.
Then praise the Lord. Let us praise Him. Please eat, Marian, because your earthly physician would have you eat, and the great medical missionary would have you eat, and Sister, MJ, Nelson will get anything you ask for. No one can be more pleased than I to have your life spared to continue to do the work, but if your or my time is come to fall asleep in Jesus, we must not shorten life by refusing the nourishment that the system must have. Now eat, my dear, whether you want to eat or not, and thus act your part toward recovery. Do your very best to recover, and then if it please the Lord to give you rest, you have done what you could. I appreciate your labors. Praise the Lord, Marian, that Jesus, the great physician, can heal you. In love. College View, Nebraska. September 16, 1904. Dear Sister Marian, I keep your case before me, and I am grieved that you are troubled in mind. I would comfort you if it were in my power. Has not Jesus, the precious Savior, been to you so many times a present help in times of need? Do not grieve the Holy Spirit, but cease worrying. This is what you have many times talked to others. Let the words of those who are not sick, as you are, comfort you, and may the Lord help you, is my prayer. If it is the Lord's will that you should die, you should feel that it is your privilege to commit your whole being, body, soul, and spirit, into the hands of a just and merciful God. He has no such feelings of condemnation as you imagine. I want you to stop thinking that the Lord does not love you. Cast yourself unreservedly upon the merciful provisions that He has made. He is waiting for you to heed His invitation. You need not think that you have done anything which would lead God to treat you with severity. I know better. Just believe in His love, and take Him at His word. No suspicion or distrust is to take possession of our minds. No apprehension of the greatness of God is to confuse our faith. May God help us to humble ourselves in meekness and lowliness. Christ laid aside His royal robe and kingly crown, that He might associate with humanity, and show that human beings may be perfect. Clad in the garments of mercy, He lived in our world a perfect life, to give us evidence of His love. He has done that which should make unbelief in Him impossible. From His high command in the heavenly courts He stooped to take human nature upon Him. His life is an example of what our lives may be. That no apprehension of God's greatness should come in to efface our belief in God's love, Christ became a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. The human heart, given up to Him, will become a sacred harp, sending forth sacred music. College View, Nebraska. September 26, 1904. Dear Sister Marian, we pray your life may be preserved until we meet you once more, but you may not die, but live. Look to Jesus. Trust in Jesus, whether you live or die. He is your Redeemer. He is our life giver. If you fall asleep in Jesus, He will bring you forth from the grave to a glorious immortality. May He give you peace and comfort and hope and joy from henceforth. Put your entire trust in Jesus. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, I have graven you upon the palms of my hands. Marian, if you go before I do, we shall know each other there. We shall see as we are seen and know as we are known. Just let the peace of Christ come into your soul. Be true in your trust because He is true to His promise. Lay your poor, nervous hand in His firm hand and let Him hold you and strengthen you, cheer and comfort you. I will now get ready to leave this place. Oh, I wish I were with you this moment. In much love.